I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 12th. A rollover crash in Quincy yesterday sent two people to the hospital. Police say it happened at the intersection of Bergen Parkway and Dimmock Street just after 5 p.m. A car operated by a 54-year-old Hull woman was broadsided by a car driven by 30-year-old Anthony Clermius from Stoughton. The woman's 2005 Chevy Trailblazer spun around and flipped onto its roof. The driver suffered minor injuries. She was taken to Kearney Hospital. Clermius was taken to South Shore Hospital with minor injuries. A witness tells police that Clermius ran a red light at that intersection and struck the woman's car on the passenger side, causing it to flip over. Clermius now faces a citation for failing to stop. Brody, or Baker Beach in Germantown, has been closed to swimming this week due to high pollution levels in the water. Results of water tests taken on Tuesday indicated unsafe levels of bacteria in the water. Signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk. All other Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach tested safe for swimming this week. The weekly beach water testing program runs yearly between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The opioid overdose reversing drug Narcan or Naloxone will be available at the Quincy Center MBTA station. The TE says they are installing public access Narcan cabinets in a pilot program at the Quincy Center, Andrew, Ashmont, South Station, and Harvard stations on the Red Line. Three cabinets containing two doses of Narcan will be installed at each station, along with instructions in multiple languages on how to recognize an overdose and administer the Narcan. Those cabinets will be installed in the unpaid and paid lobby areas, as well as near or inside the restrooms. Program is being funded with $95,000 from the state budget. Hingham police are asking for the public's help as they investigate the theft of iPhones that were delivered to homes' front porches just moments earlier. Police said the incidents, one in May and one in July, are different from other package theft incidents because they involve iPhone deliveries in which the packages were stolen right away upon being delivered. Hingham police say in one incident, the suspect was dressed as an Amazon driver. Police say on May 30th, an iPhone and AirPods were delivered by FedEx to a home on Bel Air Road. Hingham police said about 10 seconds after the FedEx truck drove away, an SUV stopped at the house. Two men in the SUV were wearing blue Amazon vests. At one point, police say both men got out of the SUV. One man carried an empty box to the front porch and stole the two delivered boxes. He put the empty cardboard box he was carrying in their place. Police said in another incident on July 3rd, five iPhones were delivered to a home on Daly Road by FedEx and stolen minutes later from the front steps. Police suggest anyone who may be having phones or other high-tech, expensive equipment being delivered to their home requested as signature required or choose to have it delivered directly to the store and pick it up in person. Anybody with information about the thefts is asked to contact Hingham police. Six critically endangered sea turtles were released back into the waters off Massachusetts Wednesday after being saved and rehabbed by a team at the New England Aquarium. The group included one loggerhead, one green, and four Kemp's Ridley sea turtles. All three are endangered species. Every year, hundreds of sea turtles wash up on Massachusetts beaches after becoming cold stunned in the ocean. The aquarium operates a rehabilitation facility dubbed the Sea Turtle Hospital at the Quincy Shipyard. Multiple turtles in the group that was just released have been outfitted with satellite tags, allowing researchers to track which ones survive and where they travel. Turtles tagged by the aquarium can be tracked on an interactive map. Most of the turtles that need rescuing each year begin their journeys in the Gulf of Mexico before making their way up the eastern seaboard. But once colder temperatures roll in, the turtles tend to become trapped in the bay due to the unique geography of Cape Cod. To conserve energy, they end up floating near the top of the water and drifting towards shore. Teams from the Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary scour beaches for the turtles and transfer them to the aquarium's care. The group released this week swam into Nantucket Sound as a crowd of cheering onlookers watched on West Dennis Beach. They were all initially found stranded between late November and early January. A total of 394 sea turtles were rescued from the shores of Cape Cod this stranding season. To open up space at the Quincy facility, some are flown to other rehabilitation centers around the country. There are 21 turtles remaining at the Quincy Sea Turtle Hospital, and researchers are hoping to release all of them this summer. Quincy Police Department's second annual USO collection drive is being called a huge success. The department collected everything from snacks and games to personal hygiene items and baby products to donate to the USO stationed at Logan Airport in time for the 4th of July holiday. For over 80 years, the USO has been the nation's leading organization to serve the men and women of the U.S. military and their families throughout their time in uniform. Officers Matt Patton, Peter Lee, and Ryan Callanan, with the support of Lieutenant Sean Biggins, organized this year's Quincy Drive. Organizers say donations to this year's drive tripled over last year's first effort. The fifth annual Veterans Music Festival, VA Benefits and Career Expo will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Pageant Field in Quincy. Veterans and first responders are encouraged to attend and learn about veterans' benefits, housing assistance, health and wellness resources, and employment information. The event is free and open to all. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events continue tonight with a performance by Divas with a Twist. The free event begins at 6 p.m. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. Well, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile will be in Quincy today. The iconic Wienermobile is scheduled to be at the Star Market on Granite Street today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Wienermobile will celebrate its 87th birthday this year. It began in 1936 as an idea from Oscar Mayer's nephew, Carl, who thought that a giant hot dog rolling through the streets of Chicago would be a great way to get customers from different parts of the city interested in the company. Since then, the fleet of Wienermobiles has expanded to 6 vehicles that roam across the country all throughout the year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 32 points. The NASDAQ dropped 364. The S&P fell 49. Asian stocks are also mixed. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $83 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox shut out the A's last night 7-0. They welcome the Royals to Fenway tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, hazy, warm, and humid, chance of an isolated thunderstorm, high 89. Cloudy, muggy tonight, low 71. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, potentially some heavy downpours as well tomorrow, highs in the muggy mid-80s. Sunday, hazy, hot, and humid, the high of 92. And Monday, hazy, hot, and humid, with a chance of a storm, high 93. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet, southwest winds at 5 to 10 knots, increase 10 to 15, and gust to 20, high tide, 4:56 p.m. Sunrise, 5:18, sets at 8:19. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open Friday at 4:45 p.m. and Saturday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, July 12th.